What in the equinox? I knew today was special somehow, so I got out of my bed with a high brow. Still a little woozy from a good night's sleep, I skipped over to my computers in a single leap. I turned on Bach's famous prelude from the cello suite number 1. With Yo-Yo Ma performing it, it was a lot of fun. At 1:51 in the video, the prelude began speaking about the drums to me. It calls to a drum and some sticks from a tree. I closed my eyes and muttered, "How curious! I hope this won't make Bach furious, because I can rebuild his song and it won't even take me very long." Alas, I left that project for another day. But as learning goes, rebuilding songs is the way. My computer popped up an update, one that I had to install. Meow! It couldn't wait. And then I squeaked, "Holy moly, Batman! The Raspberry Pi has an option to control the fan!" I moved the wires on the GPIO header and the fan started working a lot better. Now the fan only turns on when it hits 70°C. My Raspberry Pi is now as quiet as me. Then I pondered the old computers some more. How simple the commands were in the days of yore. At 6:02 of AT&T Archives, the Unix operating system, Brian Kernighan of the Unix and KNR fame describes the original aim. And I thought to myself, we all understand. We just need to set our foot in the computer land. We just need an inexpensive Unix or Linux machine with a nice and wide screen. And I pondered Node.js too. Node streams flow just like the Unix commands do. And finally, I put on my shoes as not to spend the whole day here and bought another bag of ghost pepper chips. They burned from my nose to the ear. Days like this may seem uneventful, but this is what we end up wishing for when life becomes a handful. This was a magical equinox and a spicy equinox eve. This is what they mean when people say appreciate the little things, I believe. And somehow all my neighborhood conspired to fire up their fireplaces one last time. The air smells so good, it is really hard to rhyme. There is no doubt that we are all genius level smart, and lives must be lived as if they were precious works of art. Do not let troublemakers, schools, or work get in your way. We should treat each day as if it was a special holiday.